You're listening to Amiel of AwakeningTheTruthWithin.com, intuitive counseling and crystal light body healing for your sacred inner balance. This is the feature article from my June 2024 newsletter, Being the Peace, which is free to subscribers. Mindful in the Unknown. The spiritual journey takes us forward through time and space, as though we're following a spiral of energy, even if we don't know where it leads. And as we make our way along that path, we find that sometimes there's a pause. This is when it can feel like we're in the dark, when life doesn't unfold the way we imagined, and especially when divine support comes in very challenging ways. The pause is a time for reassessment and to simply lay down those egoic pieces of us that will be rarely useful as we carry on. It's like unloading a backpack of used and worn-out layers of who we've been in the past. They helped us along the way, but are no longer pieces that we treasure or that even fit us. We've outgrown them and outlived them. We are rising above them. We are moving into new colors of ourselves and making room for what comes next to lift us into our highest expression. This very act of shedding the old and embracing the new is natural to us as we evolve. It truly is. But when we find ourselves at one of these rest stops, we debate, doubt, and question whether we are making the wise choice to let go of the past. The inner dialogue can sound like a litany of complaints, justifications to hang on to the past, or excuses to let self-responsibility slide. Obsessing thoughts, distractions, and denial can lead us astray. Resistance shows up in many ways. Yet it should not be an automatic reaction to let go of everything either, because some of what is developed from our experiences is highly valuable. This is what has been refined into our inner clarity, our trust, our wisdom, and our discernment. Because if we choose growth, the skill set we require for life is more and more commanding. Not demanding as it was. It requires the patience to apply what we have learned. We are becoming the masters of our lives, so that from that refinement comes ease, comes artistry, comes self-actualization, neutrality, and a deepened remembering of the truth of who we are. If we don't take care of our soul spirit through this pause, where we reflect and transform, then we may just move on as though there is no sacred significance to our journey. We may forge ahead without acknowledging what we cherish and what we must leave behind to live according to new principles and new energies beyond the predator mindset and parasitism, and to new adventures and new joys aligned with Christic embodiment. This pause can be brief or it can be lengthy. There are so many variables unique to each individual as to how this pause presents and what it requests of us. It can be a pause that feels uplifting with immense relief, or it can feel like deep diligence to truly see what wasn't seen within us before. It can also be a pause that feels like coming upon a new aperture in our view of reality, and that reality is much more gentle and so much more inviting than it ever was. It's this latter resonance that's calling to us. The now of our collective awakening is a pause that lands us in the vast unknown. In that unknown, we can be the explorer or we can be a victim. We can act as though we are just surviving, or we can act as though we've been handed a gift. The perspective we take is shaped by beliefs and by past experiences, and often by fears and a quest to recapture certainty. These influences that limit us in unhealthy ways can hold us back, but our soul spirit will encourage us to notice them and to ask, is this still useful to me? At this timing in our evolution, our planet is changing quickly and can shift in an instant. If we keep focusing on getting back to certainty, or if we keep thinking that the future must look like the past, we may find ourselves in frustration. If we keep hoping for answers from outside of our higher selves, taken from the insistence of the ego, we will surely keep ourselves back from where we're meant to go. The choice is to open our minds and our hearts, like a flowering lotus with infinite layers of petals. We allow the light of the Holy Father to dance with the sound tones of the Holy Mother, so that as they unite, there is birthed new life in us. Open and keep opening your heart. Be less of the self that has been hurt by the perceptions of separation from the divine. When we're in pain, it's understandable that our ego defenses will rise, and it's difficult, but acknowledge them instead of indulging them. Don't pressure yourself to be more than you've been, for that's a swing of the pendulum to make up for perceived inadequacy or loss. Soften into now, for that is where there is heart connection, divine communication, and clarity. This is where you receive the gift. The pause is the gift. To embody the direct gnosis from your experience. Do not dismiss it, assuming the same gift will be given again. Do not rush through it. You are eternal. Do not fear your response to it as though you must be perfect with it. Do not be afraid that you're in the wrong place. Respect divine timing. Just breathe. Be. Ask God, please guide me. Receive, observe, listen, accept. Heal with compassion. This is unconditional love washing over you. Say thank you, God. Say yes. And be free. If you would like healing support to trust in the now, book a healing session. Go to www.awakeningthetruthwithin.com. Be peace.